This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour two kicking off at the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Have you ever heard of the podcast Call Her Daddy, John? I bet you have. You look like you listen to Call Her Daddy.
I don't, but I've obviously heard of it because...
Don't you lie. You listen to Call Her Daddy. You look like a Call Her Daddy listener.
I don't think I look like a Call Her Daddy listener. I think women listen to Call Her Daddy.
There's some males listening to it.
I would imagine it's mostly
women. Maybe some good tips you could get on how to, treat a woman. On how to please a woman.
That's
what they talk about.
Like, that is where the daddy hat comes from for Tennessee baseball.
Yeah, I guess makes sense.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like that is if you wonder where the daddy hat comes from, it's from the Call Her Daddy podcast. That's why it's pink. So it's a women empowering podcast, basically, where the women
can. I don't
know
if it's women empowering. I mean, it's more just
that's what they try to talk about sex.
I mean, it's about women.
It's like 70%
I mean,
sex.
Women taking, basically, women refusing to be slut shamed. Women saying that sex is okay. Call her daddy. It's implying that they're the dominant one in the relationship. I mean, is that not what the?
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you ever actually like listened to the podcast?
No, I mean, I haven't.
They
but
usually just tell stories about sex.
Well, right, but I think
a lot about sex.
Well, I know, but I think that's the point. Is like, hey, we're not going to be ashamed that we have sex. Like, we're not going to be.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I get that. That's what I'm saying.
It's like kind of empowerment. Jokes
and
right, but again,
fun.
I think the name of it, Call Her Daddy, is basically the woman can
tell
be the
stories.
Dominant one in the relationship. Sounds like you're a big fan.
Your description is very inaccurate.
No. Actually, on the way to a beach trip, cousin listens to the podcast. She had it playing on the way there. I didn't want to listen to it. I fought it.
Was
whatever.
That not weird? To run around and listen to a sex podcast with your cousin?
it wasn't like
a little weird.
It's not very graphic or anything. It's just more about like stories,
yeah,
stuff like
that.
I
don't want to listen to this with you, family
member. Well, I vouch for that. Trust me, I did. I vouch for that.
Well, did you win out or did?
No, we listened to it.
You called your cousin daddy, essentially.
No.
You kind of did. She was the daddy of the car. She wanted to listen to it. You listened to it.
Oh.
She, ironically enough, was the daddy. You called her daddy, and she got to listen to what she wanted.
Wow.
Either way, what's the girl's name that does it? Alex?
Alex Cooper.
She's laughing all the way to the bank. $60 million, right? Is that the headline, I assume?
$60 million plus deal. Spotify will be taking her away from Barstool Sports.
I would imagine Portnoy's getting some type of cut on that.
Think so?
I would imagine.
You would think so.
For the name, I mean, the platform. Maybe not. Because it used to be a two-person podcast, right? And then the other girl left, like, last year?
Yeah.
And Alex stayed. So I think Alex might have been able to, like, I thought the story was they got to somewhat negotiate that she owns the brand, Call Her Daddy. Mm. Which, again, allows her to take that podcast and just kind of switch it over.
By the way, he was on the podcast a couple times.
No,
time
yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was
what's so funny, Cam?
Maybe you guys should learn something
about women for just a couple minutes. Maybe you guys should go listen to Call Her Daddy, okay? And show a little respect.
I would say
I don't like this. I don't like what you guys are doing right now.
I'm not doing anything.
I don't even know what
you guys
show's
are poking
about,
fun at it.
I'm not poking fun at it at all. Who am I to laugh at her? She has made $60 million. I feel like I summed up the podcast pretty well. I do think it's mostly women that
listen
to it.
I think I summed it up better. It's about sex.
Well, I know, but you missed the deeper stuff about the women empowerment. And the fact that the podcast was called that for that reason.
Draven's like, the reason they created this podcast.
Yeah, like they created the podcast to teach you that women can be powerful and that sex is okay.
I learned a thing or two. Showed a little bit more respect for women.
I'm like some
people in here.
Is
apparently.
That like a contract over X number of years or something?
I think it's a 3-year deal for Call Her Daddy. I think it's a 3-year deal, so $20 million per, I think, is what the...
I guarantee it'd be one of the more popular podcasts on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's got big numbers already.
She didn't get Joe Rogan money or Bill Simmons money, like with the whole Ringer, but I mean, she's probably one of the five biggest podcasters in the world, right? Or 10. I mean, I'd say 10
at least.
Top 10?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a powerful brand. But, I mean, look, it's smart because, I mean, I do think society, you know, we kind of learned a lesson a little bit. Like, I do think that was a part of why, like, Bridesmaids was so well received is because it was, like, the first, like, female comedy that was a little raunchy. Mm-hmm. Like, it was
That's a good movie, man.
Yeah, no, Bridesmaids is a great movie. No, Bridesmaids is a great movie. So, like, you know, that wasn't your typical, like, female rom-com or female comedy. It's like,
they haven't tried to do too much, no offense, but, like, the Ghostbusters. That was a fail.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. They haven't been able to build off that.
13. Or is it 8?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock, is that right?
13 was the Al Pacino. They actually made a 13 with the guys. And they made an 8 where Sandra Bullock's Danny Ocean's little sister, but... I didn't think that one was terrible by any means, but it wasn't.
I never watched it. I just heard it wasn't.
It was fine. I like heist movies. I like stealing movies. Like some of those characters I like, but like, you know, Anne Hathaway. Love Anne Hathaway. She's in it. But we haven't really been able to recreate that. There haven't been very many other female only hits, but you know, good for her. $60 million.
A lot of cake.
They call her daddy at the bank.
Sure do. Alvin Kamara, our very own VFL. Good old Kamara. You guys big Kamara fans, by the way? I don't know if we ever really talked about that. You guys feel that that connection still, as of all?
Absolutely.
I guess it's hard when he's playing with the Saints, huh, Cam?
I mean, disrespected him.
I think it's cool that he's like, I mean, if I was him, I think this new coaching staff should probably try to be really nice to him because I do think young players coming up probably think he's really cool.
Yeah.
Like he could be maybe as big of a recruiting tool as like Peyton Manning. Honestly, for this new generation.
Yeah.
Now, Peyton's obviously going to be bigger when it comes to quarterbacks, but, you know, skill position players probably like Kamara more.
I haven't had too many good skill position players that have a lot of good things to say about Tennessee in the past either. So,
this past decade. Yeah, literally. Call Eric Berry. Like, get him around the program.
Yeah, really. What is Eric doing nowadays?
He hangs out and smokes a lot of weed. Vibes.
He's earned it.
Oh, yeah. He beat cancer, bro. One of the all-time greats and beat cancer. Like, yeah, just sit around and smoke weed. Enjoy your life.
Heck yeah. Kamara apparently is launching his own cereal called Kamara's King Crunch. Wow. It'll be available in the fall of 2021.
The captain's got to be sick.
Does seem like a little bit of a ripoff there, but you guys going to get some Kamara's King Crunch?
No.
Please tell me he's not spelling crunch with a K.
He is not.
So not going with KKK?
I think he probably may have noticed that in production there. I was like, yeah, maybe avoid that one.
Well, he's going with alliteration, which I guess it still sounds the same, but I didn't know if he was going with the crunch of the K.
Yeah, no, avoided that one.
It would have been kind of funny. I know. Could have marketed it to both normal people and racists. The racists could have bought some KKK.
And buy cereal, too.
Yeah, racists like cereal, too.
Man, how did Kamara beat like Ezekiel Elliott getting cereal when Zeke got so big just eating that bowl? You know,
I feel like he may have had something that came out. Because he's got to quit eating, Ryan. He's got to quit eating for a minute.
You're right. What
if life's biggest lies growing up? I was thinking cereal wasn't that bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a good way to start the day. Just a big bowl of sugar and milk. And cow milk. That seems like a great way to start the day.
I love cereal, man.
Cereal's
good. In the morning, it's good in the afternoon, it's good late at night, a little snack right before you go to bed. Favorite cereal, go.
Used to be Applejacks. I used to love Applejacks as a kid. I'll say for the most of my life, and even now, the most consistent of my favorite has probably been Frosted Flakes. They're great.
I was gonna say, man, Frosted Flakes are where it's at.
Yeah.
Cam?
I'm a simple man. I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's probably my one I eat the most now because I feel a little bit less bad about eating it.
Is that the one's good for your cholesterol?
That's what they say. That's all I need to say. Just tell me one thing. Good for my cholesterol. I can justify eating it.
Then I put sugar on it, you know.
I don't put any sugar on it. I was going to say my third favorite was probably Apple Jacks. My fourth favorite was probably Rice Krispie Treats with extra sugar on it. But again, seems like a weird way to start the day.
Ryman, you got a favorite cereal?
Big Fruit Loops guy.
Fruit Loops are underrated, I feel
like.
I
never liked Fruit Loops.
Not a Fruit Loops guy?
I like Fruit Loops more without the milk, honestly. I like Fruit Loops okay.
I'm a big dry cereal guy. I don't like cereal with milk.
No, man, come on. What the hell are you guys talking about? There's nothing worse than just dry cereal.
There are plenty of things worse.
Well,
I'm just
saying. I like raisins. You don't like raisins?
I just think of Raisin Bran. Ugh, what a terrible cereal that was.
I think Raisin Bran's kind of good, man. A little milk with the raisins. little crunch to it. Soft with raisins.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
All right.
We are not the only school team under investigation with the NCAA, John. We got
Before we
another.
Get to a little breaking news, Mike Conley out tonight. Wheel.
As I said.
Man. Got to rest him tonight.
Rest him. Getting ready for the Western Conference Finals.
Now go ahead.
So Arizona State, did you guys see?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of hot water.
So Herm was apparently hosting recruits on campus without, like, during COVID, like, lockdowns?
Yeah. The allegations, apparently, this is from George Reitzer, including paying players, tongue twister, major recruiting violations, COVID violations, and other things that have left serious concern about the coaching staff being able to coach this season. Sheesh. Sounds pretty.
You're not going to let him coach this year?
That's what old Ryder had tweeted out. So,
okay, I guess that's in a statement, right? I mean,
it's got to be serious, like punishments, though. If you're just going to completely like blacklist the coaching staff and not let them do anything this fall, like that seems. Has that ever happened before? Where you just completely not let a coaching staff coach at all? I feel like you have to have like some sort of process with the investigation because I don't remember any rumors of this coming out. Previously.
Yeah, this came out of nowhere.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. Moving back to the NBA, something else that kind of went under the radar with all the big news that came out was the All-NBA teams came out, John.
Okay.
Our first team.
Let me guess. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to guess.
Okay, let's hear it.
Man, okay, I'm going to try to start at point guard. Do I think Curry or Dame got it? I'm going to go Curry. I mean, you finish second MVP, you got to be first team All-NBA. Curry.
Ding, ding, ding.
They got Luka at guard or Ford? So Luka's on there. Is Luka on there?
Ding, ding, Luka's ding.
On there. Giannis. Giannis has to be on there.
Correct.
Jokic.
Correct.
There's four.
Mm.
Who am I missing? They didn't put LeBron first team. He didn't play enough. I don't think Kawhi would have been first team. Durant play enough games to be first team? Am I missing any other big forwards, Cam? Is it a forward that's on there?
Sure is.
They put Luka at guard, okay. I know Jokic. Did they put Jokic on there?
You said Jokic.
Oh, I said Jokic already.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Duh. Embiid, would they have listed him there? They'd probably put him in the center. Or on the second team. All right, I'm just going to go with Durant, although I don't feel good about it. I know there's a different forward I'm missing.
Not Durant.
I don't know. I don't know. It's good.
It was Kawhi.
Oh, it was
Kawhi. Kawhi made yep, all NBA
first
team.
Yeah, he was pretty damn good. Second team have what? Like Embiid, Dame. Was Dame on there?
Yep, Dame was on there.
Chris Paul. Second team? Nice.
Yes.
Good job by him.
Indeed.
Go ahead and tell me the rest.
LeBron James.
Got second team?
He sure did. And probably the biggest surprise of it all was Julius Randle.
Second team?
Second team.
Man.
Wow.
Well, wow, look how at the about Hawks that? Putting out a second team All NBA player in five,
nice.
In five games.
I'm
going
to put two of them out.
Yeah, at this rate.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Third team. I know Tatum got snubbed, Booker got snubbed, Mitchell got snubbed, right? All three of those guys.
Yeah.
Which Jimmy Butler made it. I know Jimmy Butler made third team.
He did.
I know Paul George made third team because I think he set the record for most third team appearances.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of the playoff P hate, man. What do you think about that?
Is it good to be
tough guy?
Is it good to have the most ever 13 nominations? Like
it's better than none.
It's always like, hey, you're good enough to be on NBA, but we're gonna stick you on the third team.
Technically,
he didn't make first team 1 year.
Technically, in the NBA's eyes, he's better than Booker and Mitchell. Just saying.
I think that's probably more to do with guard versus forward. Personally,
say what you want to say.
Because who are the 13 guards?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
And Bradley Beal. Which is a little surprising with Kyrie.
No, it's surprising with Bradley Beal.
What are you talking about? Beal was like, second best scorer in the NBA?
His numbers. That's
Westbrook was better than Beal this year.
Get out of here. What are you talking about?
When they won like 20, when they went on that big tear, Westbrook was having a triple-double every night.
Yeah,
and, like,
because
scored.
They literally had nobody else. It's Bradley Beal. It's like, hey, Russ, do something. And he did, and they made the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah,
that's all taken away from Bradley Beal.
He was in contention for scoring title
I don't care.
Couple games.
And Bradley Beal's nowhere near the top 15 best players in the league. You can say whatever you want. He's nowhere near the top 15 best players in the league. Mitchell's better. Yeah. Booker's better.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that, but, I mean, Bradley Beal's better than Russell Westbrook.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I think Westbrook had a better season than him. Either way, I don't care. I'm not. What I don't even really like want to argue about. That's like arguing about just two losers that are insignificant to me. I don't. I'm not gonna dig my heels in either way there. But I think Mitchell should have made it. I think Booker should have made it. I think Tatum. Well, I guess you're looking for guards. Both those guys had better years. Won a lot more games.
Surprised Jimmy.
I mean, I thought Trae Young had a better year than Bradley Beal, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
what about Jimmy making it? Jimmy buckets.
He was really good. He was really good on defense too. I know the playoffs left a bad taste in your mouth, but I mean, like he was really, really good for the Heat. Kind of carried them whenever he played. So I have no problem with him making it. I do think he probably got a little bit of carryover from last year's postseason, though. To be honest,
yeah,
I'd say the narrative helped him there. If you're a Celtics fan, you're probably happy Tatum didn't make it because now he can get that max extension, the super max. You're probably okay with it. Yeah. Saved you $30 million. Like, all right, that's fine with us. Oh, you sure? You sure you don't want to give it to him? Oh, man, that's a shame. Did I miss anybody? Have you named anybody else?
You haven't guessed the big man on the third team.
I know it's Gobert because Gobert also set the record for most. He got three straight third team nominations. So
sounds about right.
George and Gobert, the third team kings, I guess.
But yeah, it was Rudy Gobert. That rounds out the list. Biggest surprise, probably Julius Randle on the second team.
That's a pretty big surprise. I thought he was a third team guy. Who are the fours on the third team again, you said? George and who?
Butler, Jimmy.
Yeah, I thought Butler had a better year than Julius Randle, I thought, overall.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm biased because Randle got exposed in the playoffs, whatever. I don't care about the difference in second and third team.
But it is also official with Luka earning his second consecutive All-NBA honors, which means he's going to be projected to make $201.5 million.
The most ever for a rookie extension. So good for him. Going to break the bank and then demand a trade. Going to get the best of both worlds.
What do you know?
Going to get to enjoy a couple years of tax-free money in Texas, and then, hey, send me to Miami, where I can also enjoy that tax-free money.
Smart plays that would be, huh?
Trey should have made All-NBA over Bradley Beal. But yeah, I think Mitchell and Booker. Well, I think Mitchell and Booker should have made it over both of them.
That was going to say. Mitchell, anybody, for sure, Booker.
Mitchell got robbed.
Oh, yeah.
If Mitchell didn't get hurt.
He only missed 3 weeks, and it was like at the end.
Well,
like,
I know. That's when people voted, though. I mean, I think. And Booker probably got hurt because Paul made it. So
how many games did Kyrie miss? I'd say they missed probably about the same amount, right?
Kyrie was better when he played. But either way, like I thought. I don't think Bradley Beal should have been on it. I think Bradley Beal is a losing basketball player.
Well, there you go. There are your all-NBA teams.
Let's talk some NFL after the break. We got a top 10 quarterback list? All right.
We sure do.
And we got another bad report from another quarterback that is needing to take a big step if his team is going to live up to expectations. We'll dive into that next. All right, let's talk some NFL quarterback rankings. Pro Football Focus. Who's this guy?
Kevin Cole.
How do we feel about Kevin Cole?
Let's look him up on Twitter. Let's see what we got.
Give me what. Do we think he is legitimate? Do we think he knows what he's talking about?
Kevin Cole, PFF.
Looks like a dweeb.
Yeah, it looks like he'd be somebody that studies a lot, knows what he's talking about.
You feel good about him?
He works for Pro Football Focus. I trust these guys. I don't hate on Pro Football Focus like you do.
No, I don't. I just think they have a lot of riders these days.
26,000.
Okay.
26,000.
You know, I just don't know the riders personally.
This list is crazy, though.
The Pro Football Focus like stuff I like is like the grades and stuff and like you know some of the metrics, not necessarily their rankings. So I'm just asking.
Well, you know what, John? Quarterback rankings, it's fun to do it anyways. Sure, it's fun to debate it. So
I like it. So does he give any like things of the criteria? Is he talking about just this year? What he's projecting? What he's saying going into the season? You know, that always kind of matters. Is he this guy's going to be the number three quarterback? Big breakout year. But like, why would you ever think that Matt Stafford's the third best quarterback in the NFL right now? You wouldn't. So I'm just asking before we do the guessing game because I don't want to look like an idiot.
2021 analytical quarterback rankings. And PFF's 2021, so I guess it's going into the season.
Okay. And I'm assuming number one is Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, they do. I don't know what all.
Ding, ding, ding! Good job by me.
Nailed it.
Heck yeah!
Your turn, Cam. I'm 1-0. What do you got?
Number two, the quarterback rankings,
or just you can just guess any number if you wanted to, see if you could get it right.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be on there if he's playing.
He is not numero dos.
He's like
number two
anywhere.
For people who don't speak Spanish.
But is he included in this?
He's on the list. He's on the list. I thought you were guessing numbers. But yeah.
Is Deshaun included?
He is included. And in fact, he comes in at
Number two.
Okay.
Number two. Deshaun Watson led the NFL in passing yards last year. Like, Deshaun Watson was really good.
Deshaun's great.
Passing yards don't matter.
He was still really John. You watched him tear up your defense twice. Not once, but twice. Yeah, he didn't win the games, but he was still tearing them up.
I mean, I watched him get the ball batted.
Quit disrespecting him just because he's in your division. This is sad right now.
There's a fine line between me disrespecting and calling him the second best quarterback in the NFL. He's not the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Tell me who's better.
Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron Rodgers comes in at number four.
Okay, well, Aaron Rodgers is better than him. That's who's better. Deshaun Watson might not even play, by the way.
Aaron Rodgers might not even play, by the way.
Well, that's fair.
There goes 2-4.
There goes 2-4.
Who's number three then?
Yeah, who's the actual second best quarterback in the NFL?
So you want number three, I'm assuming?
It better not be Brady.
It's not.
Okay.
Josh
Is it
going to
be Russell Wilson?
No.
Josh Allen?
It's
going to
be Lamar.
One of them?
It's going to be Lamar.
No.
It's Lamar Jackson.
No. This guy's an idiot.
Josh Allen is not in the top 10.
What?
Okay.
Which, I mean, man, puts him on par of Tannehill. You told me Tannehill's on, and I told you they're pretty much the same guy.
Wow.
Was Kyler Murray up there really high then?
This guy's got all the black mobile quarterbacks. Dak's going to be five. This guy's trying to just go too far. He's trying to be too woke.
No, Dak's not five. Tom Brady comes in at number five.
Tom Brady's not the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
He is tied, technically. I don't know how you have a tie here, but he has a T beside it. I'm assuming that means tie.
Yeah.
He has him tied with Russell Wilson at like five and six. And he guesses at the last 7 through 10.
This guy's an idiot. Dak's going to be on there.
Dak is at number nine.
Kyler
did not make the list.
Mm. Did he put Stafford in the top 10?
He did not.
Oh, you know Matt Ryan's got to be on there.
Matty Ice.
Of course.
Matty Ice coming in number eight. One spot ahead of Dak, which is very
Matt
ridiculous.
Ryan is better than Josh Allen?
Yeah,
it's better than that.
This guy's a moron.
What?
These Pro Football Focus rankings are so stupid. They're so dumb.
Justin Herbert coming in at number seven. Okay. We could admit Justin Herbert's going to be really good, though. Like, I don't
think
that's
what I'm asking.
Craziness.
Is he project what happens this year or talking about right now? He's not the seventh best quarterback
what
in the NFL.
This year.
He's not the seventh best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Baker Mayfield rounds out the top 10 at numero 10.
I got no problem with that. Baker played pretty well last year. I was pretty tough on Baker, but I have no problem admitting he's probably a top 10 guy right now.
Does he go deeper?
Do we think Herbert's actually number seven right now?
Do what?
Do we think Herbert's actually number seven right now?
I think he could be a top 10 quarterback
top 10.
Going in this year, yeah.
I put him at 9 or 10, though.
Like, you think Herbert's better than Josh Allen?
Not yet.
Not yet, but he will be.
By the way, they are forecasting quarterback performance using an equal mix of grades in the advanced efficiency metric EPA per play.
Okay, so they're forecasting who's going to be this year. Okay.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Herbert's number seven right now. You could tell me Herbert's number seven after the year. Okay, I'd listen to that. And I'd like to see Herbert, you know.
Yeah, another year play.
I'd also like to see him win some games that matter. Like, I do think it's easier to play quarterback with no pressure than it is. Like, Baker, after his rookie year, was thought of to be pretty good, too. And then the second year kind of, you know, wasn't so hot.
Yeah.
Now, you can blame coach. You can say whatever. But, like, I want to see it before I'm going to say it with some of these guys. I think Herbert is really talented, but let's see you doing some big moments. That's all I'm saying.
Fair. He actually does have the rest of the list as well. Your boy Tannehill, man. Let's see. I got to do some counting here. Let's see. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th. 17th.
It's the same thing every year.
I mean.
I think these guys.
Stats don't lie, buddy.
What stats did he use?
I just told you.
You say he's forecasting.
I just told
you say
he's
talking about.
An equal mix of grades and advanced efficiency metric EPA per play to forecast this.
Mm-hmm. What does EPA per play mean? Expected plug.
Sounds like it means something important.
I mean, like, Tannehill's was led the NFL in almost all the advanced metrics in 2019 and was pretty good in 2020 as well. So, like, I don't know, like, what. Like, Pro Football Focus is great. Tannehill pretty high. Like, and again, those metrics and yards per air completion and expected all that. Like, he always grades pretty well. So, I'm wondering, like, how they throw all that together and get him at 17th. And I'm saying, I'm not mad. I don't care.
Sounds like you're a little mad.
No, I'm not. I don't care. They write the same articles about the Titans every offseason. They're going to be the 17th or 18th best team. The Colts are going in the division. Titans are going to take a step back. Blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, the Titans have come out and been pretty good. So I'm not worried about what they say. Don't pay Derrick Henry. Don't pay running backs. Okay.
Where do they have guys like Trevor Lawrence on there?
So, no, they said they're not doing rookies.
Okay. Where did Josh Allen come in?
Rookies are excluded in both.
11 or 12?
Josh Allen was 11, yeah. Okay. They had Jimmy G at 12.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You told me this guy's respectable?
He's using stats and information. He's not just spitting this out. He's not just randomly doing this.
He's using a mix.
A mix of stats and more stats.
So he's not even doing anything. He's just like just putting them in the computer and then just writing them out. So why were you telling me how good he was? He's not doing anything.
Takes some work to do all that, John.
Not really.
Just coding.
Somebody just hits run. You hit run the thing and just
okay,
send the email.
Forget it then, man. Forget it. You know, I try to give you a cool quarterback list, and you're just mad because your boy was not ranked where you thought he would be. That's all this is.
Yes, it was.
That's all this is.
I don't care where Tannehill's ranked. I don't care where Tannehill's ranked.
I don't think this list is really that insane, other than maybe like Matt Ryan ahead of Dax, a little crazy.
Just a different perspective on this list.
Josh Allen probably should be a top 10 quarterback, but other than that, yeah.
Who was it at number 5?
Brady and Russell.
Oh, yeah, Russell. But no, wasn't. Oh, Lamar at 3. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lamar's the third best quarterback in the league. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a great list. Fantastic list.
Going into this year, he could take a big step up.
Yeah, he could. Yeah.
You don't expect him to get better?
Big additions of
Rashad Bateman.
Didn't they get some veteran or
something? Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins.
That's it.
Yeah. They really overhauled that wide receiving core for him.
Always so negative.
I'm not being negative. I just. Deshaun Watson.
Tannehill got Julio. He should be unbelievable this year. Is that what you want to say?
I don't care where Ryan Tannehill got ranked.
It's not all about weapons.
I'm not saying anything about it.
You just called out Lamar's weapons.
Well, I'm saying how's he going to take a big step forward in year what, 4? I guess that usually doesn't happen. What year is he going in? 4 or 5? 4?
3.
No, it's at least past 3.
What? No.
Lamar's at least hanging in year 4 because he lost to the Chargers, Titans.
Year 4, you're right. He's had 3 years.
I mean, he could still take I guess he could take a big step forward, but, like, I don't know if all of a sudden you just become accurate in year 4. We'll see. I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty big leap to call him the third best quarterback right now, but that's fun.
I mean, you know.
I don't care about the rankings, and I don't care about where Tannehill's ranked because we play football on the field.
Just say Dak Prescott took a pretty big step up year 4, led the league in passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he finished second behind Winston, but still.
Passing yards don't matter, bro.
I'm just saying. I mean, he was also really efficient
That's
30
fine.
Touchdowns, 11
that's,
interceptions.
That's
like he had a really good year.
No, that's fine. I don't care about passing yards. You know what? You know how it's easy to get passing yards when your team's losing by 20 points every fourth quarter. Deshaun Watson, when you're constantly coming from behind because your defense can't stop anybody.
We can all admit that Deshaun Watson's still really good.
Yeah,
like,
I admit he's good. I just don't think he's the second best quarterback in the league. That's it. Pro Football Reference page says out. Personal. Watson is dealing with an alleged off the field matter, and it is unknown when he will return to the field.
To say the least.
I'm going to question his, decision making abilities. It's important for a quarterback. But is there a vacuum? Is there an opening? I guess for second best quarterback? Because again, I think Rodgers is better.
Mm-hmm. You still put him at number 2?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, coming off his last year, too.
What are you having, 43
and
8?
Decision-making, like, it's
What's
not nearly
wrong?
As bad
just
as
Shailene? Deshaun. You got a problem with Shailene? You don't think she's cute enough for
no,
him?
No, but, like, he's just...
Should I stay with Danica?
You can absolutely tell, like, football's not the focus at this point.
Went 43 and 8.
Sounds about...
If that's not focus. I'm scared of him if he is focused.
Doesn't sound like Deshaun Watson's main focus was allegedly the football field either.
Yeah.
He's getting massages.
Well, that's fair. I'm not saying I disagree with that, whatever, but... We're talking about decision making. Like Aaron Rodgers probably not gonna play this year, man.
I'd say it's more likely that Aaron Rodgers plays than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Would you disagree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Well, that's what we're discussing right now.
I would say both of them not gonna play this year.
I think Rodgers is gonna play. They're going trading.
Just non-Green Bay.
How do you come back from that, man?
So go ahead and play in Jeopardy.
From Rodgers or from Watson? I'm getting confused.
Well, both of them. Both of them. But I mean, I'm. Focus on Rodgers more. I mean, how do you come back to Green Bay after all the little comments that have come out, every little thing that's been said? Like,
well, you come back, if it does work that way and you end up playing back in Green Bay, you just say, he tried to say it's never been about my teammates or the fans. I love those guys. just come back and say, let's try to win a championship, and the fans will love you. Thank you, Rodgers, for coming back and saving us and not making us watch Jordan Love. The fans ain't going to turn on Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything bad enough to the fans to get them upset. Now, the ones that are upset might boo him if he leaves when he comes back, you know, if they play, if they ever play or whatever. Yeah. They might feel a certain type of way now. But until he puts on another jersey, they'll be loyal to him. I guess there is an opening. Like, the quarterback, I mean, Cam, how would you rank the quarterbacks right now? Because, I mean, I guess, what, last year we would have said Mahomes, Rodgers,
Wilson, maybe.
Wilson, it certain, depends when you asked. Yeah, I mean, Allen was probably top five.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like Brady was in the regular season by any means, but maybe towards the end of the year he was.
When did you take Lamar out of the top?
Lamar might have been around number five. Yeah, maybe. Lamar was pretty good last year. So I guess it's not as ridiculous. I mean, Watson was around there. So there are like five or six quarterbacks competing for that top five spot.
Yeah. By the way, CBS had a top 10 quarterbacks as well, and Justin Herbert is also in the top 10.
People love Herbert.
Yeah.
People love Herbert. He looked the part. I mean, he's great at the deep ball.
Yeah.
Who's better, Herbert or Joe Burrow?
I think you have to say Herbert at this
point. Gotta be Herbert, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not fair to say, just because Burrow hasn't had the chance, but.
Right. I'm just saying right now, you know.
What's the best ability, Draven?
Availability.
Yeah. Yeah, Herbert's a man. Love me some Herbert.
Right. With the little Austin Eckler, just to build up the completions and yards. Hunter Henry's going to be missing.
He's so overrated.
Who? Eckler?
Herbert.
Oh.
He's so overrated.
Been 1 year. He broke the rookie record for passing yards.
He's so overrated.
I will say, I feel like that rookie record gets broken just about every year.
Yeah, this rate.
He beat the Jaguars, the Jets, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Broncos, and a third-string Chiefs team.
Nice.
The last game he actually played that somewhat mattered whenever they were still trying to keep their playoff hopes alive, they lost 45-0 to the Patriots. He went 26-53.
That Raiders game is when Derek Carr got hurt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On Thursday night?
Yeah.
So Mariota had to come in?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to pump the brakes on Herbert. I'm not saying I'm not putting my flag and he's not good, but I just need to see something more other than like, hey, put up decent numbers and losses or bad wins.
So below top 10 for you?
Yeah. Now, obviously not if we're looking at like the next 2 or 3 years, but like right now, like next
season.
Next year, I'd rather have Matt Stafford than Justin Herbert. Draven looks so disgusted.
What was your stat with Matthew Stafford about how bad he was?
Yeah.
He was ranked in the bottom.
It was on clean pocket.
Yeah, there you go.
But what about the years he threw for 5,000 yards? Matthew Stafford invented throwing for 5,000 yards on losing teams. You should love him. He looks just like Deshaun Watson. He invented that. He was doing it back before everyone was doing it. 2011,
cool.
5,000 yards.
Cool.
How about that? 2011, 5,038 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. What a season.
Yeah.
On 663 attempts. My God. The next year, 4,967 yards, 20 touchdowns, 17 interceptions on 727 attempts. How's this guy's arm not falling off?
But he doesn't miss starts either. Last year was the first time he missed in like 9 years.
Not last year, 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, last year he was all 16 starts. 2019, only played 8 games. But no, in 2021, I'll take Matthew Stafford over Justin Herbert on their teams.
Yeah, on their teams.
What years were those again?
2011. I'm just talking about throwing for 5,000 yards. I'm pointing out. That was just me pointing out 5,000 yards.
Seems like they had a really good receiver out there in Detroit, too, that probably made up for a lot of those yards. Cam, what was his name? Can't even think
Optimus
of
Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Was
I
that
think
it?
I think something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Keenan Allen's a real slouch himself.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the most disrespected receiver in the NFL. Well,
that was my point. Like, Keenan Allen's really good, too. So, like, I understand Calvin
Megatron.
Johnson's better.
Whoa. What are we talking about?
Well, I understand Calvin Johnson's better. I'm just saying, let's not act like Herbert's out there throwing to bums.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson retired in 2015, and Stafford came back, and since then, you know, put up pretty good numbers as well. Like, I mean, his career high in passer rating, you know, has come, you know, twice in the last 4 years after Calvin Johnson retired. So it's not like he didn't. I know Kenny Galladay is pretty good too, but he's no Megatron. We'll see what Stafford does this year. He might be broken. It might be a disaster. McVay's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
Of course he is. Yeah. He also was saying all those things about Jared Goff.
No, he did. Not these.
Come on now.
No.
2 years ago.
Well, what he's saying about Stafford is just like he's fine. It's kind of messed up for Goff. I'd be upset if I was Goff. He's basically like, I got somebody that finally understands football that could talk football with me.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, him being older and being closer to my age helps us relate to each other. But it's basically like what he's praised, what McVay is going to have his way to praise with Stafford is just like, and something I think is not going to be surprising. It's really just like he reads the defenses and like he knows how to make the plays. He can coach the team on the field. And I do think Stafford's good at that. Like Stafford's leadership, I think, will help the Rams a lot because at times the last couple of years, it did not seem like the Rams only had a couple plays and then they were pretty predictable. Like Goff wasn't necessarily like calling audibles and like reading defenses, doing things like that. Whether McVay gave him the ability to do it or not, I don't know. But like Stafford's going to be able to kind of do the veteran savvy quarterback stuff, and that should help that offense, I would say. But no, lock it in. I'll take Stafford over Herbert this year.
Okay. Or bet it.
Well, like, what do you want to do? Like yards? I don't really want to do yards.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Just
QBR. You believe in QBR?
Touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be like a trio of things for me, like touchdown, quarterback, interception ratio, passer rating. I like passer rating more than QBR usually, but it'd have to be a couple of things. Because I don't think there's like just like one stat that you could look at with quarterbacks. Like it can't just be like completion percentage because you have the dinkers and dunkers that just throw up 70% without actually like affecting the game. Yards matter, but like not – they're not the end-all, be-all. Like, you have to look at the context. So, like, especially on a losing team. Like, Deshaun Watson had a bunch of yards last year. That was great, but, like, you're losing.
Garbage time.
Yeah. Basically. And you're not – you have no run game, and, like, you're constantly having to do everything. So, of course, he's going to put up better yards. Touchdown interception is pretty good, though. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, some guys get forced into taking more shots at the end of the game. Yeah. I don't know.
And some guys are cautious with it.
Yeah. Kind of sad. Like it's kind of wild to me. Maybe the biggest thing. Did you still have the CBS Sports ranking pulled up, Draven?
Yes.
Where do they have Kyler Murray?
They had him at number 10.
Okay. I was gonna say to me, it seems kind of wild that like you know his star has kind of
faded already.
No
one's talking about him.
But yeah, at a certain point last year, I mean, he was in the MVP conversation and top five quarterback and all these things, and you know, kind of. I don't know if it was an injury or just like okay, just kind of your hot streak ended. But Kyler seems to be getting overlooked a little bit. What? Where was Josh Allen on CBS's?
He's at 5.
Okay, so that's
according
a little bit.
To Cody Benjamin, one of their reporters.
Yeah, I don't know how trustworthy he is, but Josh Allen seems closer to top 5 to me than like than 11.
Yeah, outside the top 10. He had Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Wilson 3, Brady 4, Allen 5, and then Deshaun still at 6.
That's where I think I like that list a little bit better.
Yeah, Dak 7, Lamar 8,
I like
Herbert
that list
9, and Murray 10.
I like that.
That is a really good list right there.
I you should like it better. You know, Dak what top 7?
Yeah, buy that.
Dak has a chance to get in the top 5. And this will be the best skill position players that Dak's had right at one time. I mean,
it's the same as last year.
I mean, he didn't really get to play with him much last year.
No,
and also, CeeDee Lamb was a rookie. I mean, I would imagine CeeDee Lamb should be better in year two than he would be his first
point.
Four games.
More opportunity, at least.
Yeah, there was a good point with some of the rookies, too. They said, like, CeeDee Lamb has put on a lot of weight for muscle because they weren't being able to work out with the team last year and do the whole workout program. Like, it was through Zoom, not as easy, not as productive. And then, you know, obviously this year, being able to get together and work out and all that, it's a lot different.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the muscle helps, but also, like, getting some reps and, like, being able to play. Like, it seemed tougher. I mean, not for all rookies, I guess, but even Justin Jefferson took 2 games, right? Like, weren't the first 2 games, wasn't he, like, pretty non-existent?
Yeah, he didn't do anything early on.
Like, week 3 against the Titans was kind of his breakout, but, like, I don't remember him doing much against the Colts or the they play the Titans. They play the Titans in week 3, right? Or was it week 2?
I think it was week 3.
Okay. Yeah, because the Colts play the Jaguars and the Vikings. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think of who the Titans play. They play the Broncos and then the Jaguars, maybe?
Yeah.
Was Jaguars week 2?
Yeah, because I said they were going to get beat.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Great call by you, by the way.
It's close. Didn't they barely win that game?
They won by field goal, yeah. Was it ever close? The Jaguars ever had the ball with a chance to take the lead, but either way. So we will, we'll see. I love NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL's so good. Come back to us, NFL. We need you.
We're ready.
We are ready. We are ready. Any other football news? I guess we got to get to that other quarterback that you need to take a step forward that is not getting good reports. We'll dive into that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Hour two rolls on. Last segment. Talking NFL. The reports coming out of Dolphins camp yesterday, not promising. You just kept seeing the interceptions piling up for Tua.
It's almost funny to see in the headlines.
Tua with two interceptions. Tua just threw his third interception. Tua just threw his fourth interception. Tua ends up with five interceptions in Dolphins camp. Five interceptions.
Day one of mini camp.
Five interceptions.
Yeah, that's
just getting him out of the way.
Just getting him out of the way now, you think?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, it does say that Brissett threw two interceptions and fewer reps. So maybe that Dolphins defense is just on one, I guess.
Just
I don't
going
know.
In.
That's what you got to hope for, I guess, if you're a Dolphins fan.
So Brissett is their backup?
Yep. No more Fitzy.
Brissett's not good enough to, I guess, push you, really.
No, he's not.
No one's going to be clamoring for him. Mm-hmm. If you're the Dolphins and you see this with Tua, five interceptions, do you look at that as, oh, man, this is terrible, or do you look at it and say, okay, well, maybe he's taking more shots and more chances down the field?
No, that's terrible.
It's terrible.
It sounds terrible.
It sounds like it is in his head.
But
he
is taking more shots, which is good to see. The confidence is getting
Well, we don't know what the interceptions look like, but I assume they're a little bit tougher. I assume like it's him not checking the ball down, because I do think Tua's biggest problem last year was he just refused to throw the ball down the field. That's why I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, he was who I was talking about completion percentage. He just threw the ball 3 or 4 yards down the field and never took any shots. Was very careful. Was scared to get benched for Fitzpatrick. And they're like, you know what? We got a guy here who doesn't care if he makes mistakes. Let's bring in Fitzpatrick.
I mean, they're definitely trying to go down the field. They just grabbed Will Fuller on a cheap contract, and he's one of the biggest big play threats down the field.
Yeah. So
they're definitely going to be pushing it.
Yep.
Just working out the kinks. That's all.
I just think you get in his head, man. You get in this young guy's head. We know it, too. It like, feels like he's a lot of mental like strain last year. I mean, just the whole coming in, struggling, not throwing down the field like you said, but like if he's going to come out just forcing it, thinking he has to force it down the field in certain situations, I don't think that's going to be good for him either.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point as well. Is like, hey, you got a good chance of ruining this guy's confidence immediately.
Yeah.
Got a good chance of just going ahead and just shattering his thoughts, and maybe he did take some shots down the field through five interceptions. Then was like, nah, never mind. Not going to do that this year. Don't want to throw the ball down the field anymore. That's okay. I'm going to play it safe. I know how I'd feel if I was a Dolphins fan right now.
I will say it was raining. Do you take that into account at all?
It rains in Florida.
You play outside.
It does say much of the practice was it says downpour as well. So maybe, you know, maybe some passes slipping through receivers' hands. I don't know. First, it was they said the first like real practice it felt like with helmets on, like kind of going full speed a little bit.
What's a bummer is, weren't we just saying how their best cornerback, Xavien Howard, is like not at camp right now?
No.
Might have thrown six or seven had he been practicing. If you're a Dolphins fan, you're just like, you're all coming together right now and just being like, hey, so we're gonna trade for Sean Watson. Like, we're just gonna get over this whole thing. Like, we're cool with it. Like, assuming he's not going to prison, like, you know, like,
jeez.
Assuming he doesn't go to prison, like, the NFL's not gonna like, kick him out of the league if just for civil suits. Like, hey, we're fine, like, bringing him in as quarterback, right?
Well, by the way, what the hell is the word on that? Like, is it just a sit and wait at this point? Like,
seems to be so. Hmm. But seriously, if you're the Dolphins, like, that's what you're thinking right now, right? Is like,
yeah.
And I don't want to overreact just to one practice that we didn't watch, but like. Mm-hmm. I don't think either of us think Tua's very good, right? Like, nobody in this does anybody in this room still believe in Tua? Because I don't.
The quotes do say, he said, we wanted to be aggressive today with the pass game. We wanted to see if we could fit throws in, see what throws we could make under these conditions. We wanted to push the ball vertical down the field. That's what Tua all said. There's some plays that didn't go our way, but plays we can take away in the field room. So, you know, maybe he was just throwing some things up in the air and seeing what happens. He's still young, man. Like, he's just year two. Like, yeah. It's hard to completely back out on a guy that was, what, third pick?
Every bust in NFL history has been in year two at some point, though, and had people make the same excuses for him. Now, some people may have clawed themselves out of bust territory and been, you know what, actually, he's pretty good. But I'm asking, so it sounds like you're still giving Tua a chance. You're not out. You're holding on. You're holding diamond strong hands when it comes to holding your Tua stock. You holding or buying more? You doubling down?
I don't know.
You don't know? It sounds like you're trying to make a case for him. But even you're like, I don't know. The best thing I could say is let's just wait and see.
It is just crazy, like, how much of a short lease we give these quarterbacks compared to, like, back in the day.
I mean, it's because it's kind of just like it's the most important position. Like, if they're out there playing bad, you're not going to do anything.
I completely get that. But, like, you know, the Dolphins, I don't think they're on the doorstep of a Super Bowl if Tua plays well. Is that fair to say? Like, they got a good roster, but, like, they got to make the playoffs first. I mean, they won 10 games with him, you know, in and out of the lineup. I don't know.
I would say if Tua's good, they could be a Super Bowl team. Like, if Tua's good. If Tua's good.
I mean, they were right outside the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were, what, 10-6? Or I guess they lose and go 9-7? Or they were 10-6, right?
They won some big games down the stretch.
You get into the playoffs, you never know what happens. So that's the first step.
It's so, like, loaded, man. Like, I mean, we couldn't put them at the same level as, like, the Chiefs, the Browns, the Bills, the Titans.
The Chiefs of the last few years. If Tua's good, I think you could put them on all that level. I mean, like, the Chiefs, again, this is me predicting the Chiefs to kind of come back a little bit to earth, to the pack, based off of three deep playoff runs in a row, just because that's what happens in football. Yeah. But, you know, the Dolphins, with a good Tua, could be every bit as good as the Browns. Like, their defense is just as good as the Browns, right? I mean, the Dolphins had a pretty good defense.
Yep.
Who do they get? Who do they draft this year? They drafted
Waddle,
right? Okay, I was going to say Smith, but yeah, Smith's in Philly,
instant,
right?
Chemistry.
Seems like it's not working too well.
Day one.
So you got Waddle. You still got, what, Gesicki? They got a good tight end, right? That's a big tight end. He's a good tight end. Devontae Parker should be back.
Yeah. Will Fuller.
Justin Williams, like, maybe off injury, too.
Yeah, I don't know if.
He was a big
Miles
body
Gaskin?
Guy they liked.
He's their little running back.
They signed a running back, too, didn't they?
Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, just their goal line.
They didn't sign a starting
back? They got, like, Breeder or somebody, too.
Okay, yeah, they got Matt Breeder, right, from the 49ers. Didn't they sign him?
Those fast
they did. He's
backs.
On the Dolphins.
That was the year before, wasn't it, though? Didn't they sign him last year? I don't even know if he's still on the roster.
No, what, I thought they signed him. He was on the Niners last year? He was. I think they just signed him this offseason.
Yeah.
Him or Morsett. One of those two guys. One of those guys.
Raheem is still out.
He's not on the roster. Breeder's not on the roster.
Well, who are the running backs on the roster?
It's Miles Gaskins, Malcolm Brown, and then they drafted some guy named Jared Doakes.
Okay.
Yeah, Breida was the year before, and he was a bust. Like, he didn't even play any. That was, like, why
I thought,
never heard of him.
Did Breida, like, get cut? I want to say, like, I thought Breida accepted, like, when, I don't know. I thought that there might have been a deal where someone accepted to a deal and then just, like, didn't actually end up signing there. I don't
Breida
know.
Breida might be on Buffalo now, if I'm thinking.
Yeah, he is. He's with the Bills.
Got it. But Miles Gaskin proved that he can catch, or at least be that in between, that in a crunch, Tua, if he's able to do the scrambling magic like he did back in college, if he's going to be healthy. Be able to get out of some pickles, at least.
I feel like the Dolphins' defense puts them, you know, on par with other good AFC teams. Now, will they be a favorite if he's good? No. But, like, I do think, and they're bringing in even more draft picks this year, right? I mean, they still had extra draft picks this year, right? So they drafted Smith, and was that it? Did they have two top picks, right? Or did they trade?
No, they drafted the Jalen Phillips, right, in the first round, later first round defensive. Yeah, he's a linebacker, outside linebacker.
Okay.
But offensively, they didn't really draft much. Drafted a backup guard.
Okay. But I do think, like, if that has to be a good Tua. A Tua that can be, you know, as good as Justin Herbert was last year. Now, that might be tough to ask, but, I mean, it shouldn't be, seeing how he was drafted ahead of Justin Herbert. Like, it shouldn't be bad for him to say, hey, in year two, let's be as good as the guy drafted after he was in year one. But I don't think any of us think they can do that, or that he can do that, I guess I should say.
Nope. Didn't seem like he had it in him last year.
He just looks so small. Like, even, like, compared to Baker Mayfield, like, even he, like, just looks smaller than Baker. Like, I know Baker's short or whatever, but I don't know. Tua just looks tiny out there.
Just slender.
Yeah, and just, like, I mean, short, too. It just looks, I don't know.
I don't know if that matters. Now, if he gets hurt, then, yeah, sure, you could say, oh, he's too small. But, like, Lamar's small. Lamar's fine. Obviously, Lamar's fast. But I'm just talking about his physical stature.
You could, like, compare him to Kyler, but Kyler's also just so quick and mobile and shifty and, like, has that gunslinging mentality. Like, I just don't see that from Tua. You don't see, like, a fastball from Tua, nor do you see, like, the crazy mobility that he kind of had at Alabama.
I know Cam just said Russell Wilson, but I always felt like Russell was thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stocks
there.
Yeah. He was short, but thick. I'm trading him for Deshaun Watson. I'm doing all that.
I'm
making that move if I'm them.
If you think you're that close to a
Or I'm just trading for Aaron Rodgers, too, although I don't know if they'd want to take Tua back below. If you're the Packers, you might be like, you know what, let's take Tua here. Between him and Jordan Love, maybe one of them can actually start games at some point for us. But from the Dolphins, I feel like, hey, if I had a good quarterback play, we'd have a chance to do something big here.
You think if you're a coach, you take anything away from these practices, being like, damn, let's get all the foe with Houston or Green Bay?
Again, it depends. If it is actually raining, they're telling him, hey, like, let's use this to experiment. If that's true what they're saying, then maybe not. But
sounds kind of like a little bit of an excuse for him.
Obviously, Brian Flores doesn't love him. He benched him for Fitzpatrick when the season was on the line, and then, you know, fate and COVID had it where Tua had to start the deciding game of the year, and they got absolutely killed by, like, the Bills' backups. Although the Bills killed them when their starters and then put their backups in, but still. If I'm Flores, I think I know we need a quarterback. I just don't think we get to pick high enough to get a good one this year. There was only one that you really wanted, I think, that you would have been willing to risk.
Yep.
And that was Lawrence, and you couldn't get him. So maybe you're like, ah, Trey Lance, I don't know if he's worth trading picks for. Then after that, I mean, maybe Justin Fields, but who knows? Question mark.
Yep.
Hour two in the books, or maybe they're like, hey, we're going to just hold off for Watson. Because the report I heard was that, you know, I was listening to the NFL podcast, and they were saying, you know, the Dolphins had done their work on Watson. Like, that's who they had honed in on before the legal issues. Like, that was their plan this offseason, was to go hard after Watson. Mm. So maybe they're just going to circle back around to that at some point. Mm. Hour three, on deck. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.